the only way that it affects our business is that we just pass on the increase to the consumer. But, you know, the minimum wage, it's gone up again, and I think it's right. You know, at the moment, the country is aflush with money. The economy is doing quite well. The only thing that I am concerned about would be the impact of Brexit. But, like, the consumer is just going to have to pay more for their food and for their coffees and stuff like that, and it just passes on. Everybody needs to get paid. I think, you know, an increase is an increase, and that's it. You take it on the chin, you move on. The people work hard for what they do, and they deserve to get paid.
Okay, now I know Adrian Cummins from the Restaurant Association of Ireland has said that it's going to be a huge blow for the industry and for the hospitality industry, but you don't necessarily agree with that, and you think it's a good thing for employees.
Well, it's a good thing for employees. You know, like, they do work hard, and thanks be to God, none of my staff are on the minimum wage, not one of them. They're all on above it. They do work hard for their money, and they do deserve it. The huge blow, I suppose, what Adrian's really talking about is he is worried, I suppose, about the increase, naturally enough, and he's also worried about the closures that are happening across the country. I would be concerned about Brexit at the moment, and that's what outcome that's going to have. If anything, I'd like to see the VAT rate come down, because the tourist numbers, they're just not adding up at the moment. But an increase is an increase. There's nothing we can do about it. And all we'll do is we'll pass it on to the consumer. And that's all they do. It makes Ireland a little bit uncompetitive. But at the end of the day, these people need to get paid. And if the government say there's an increase, we just pass it on. That's my view on it.